This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The doctor was the mother. On a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Aaron.
What?
Sit down. You need to sit down.
Okay.
Big news. Big news. I don't know
what
if you heard Aaron sit down. JPC put something heavy on Aaron's lap.
Okay. So dead ass. And then a boop.
Perfect. Just want to make sure you don't shoot to the ceiling.
I'm having a lot of fun, but what is happening?
Aaron, big news.
What?
I don't know if you've heard this.
Customary to tip. Just to tip a little bit. Throw a couple dollars in the old string.
I have like 2 pounds of pennies.
I guess right up the chute then.
Aaron, I'm going to read you a news article and I need you not to scream.
Okay.
After Barbie success, Mattel to make American Doll live action movie. Aaron?
Uh-oh. This is not the first time one of my dances has made someone go comatose.
Aaron? Her soul, I see it's like sort of like a ghost like Aaron rising out of her body, screaming, cheering, calling people on a ghost
phone. And as her soul rises, there's the spirit of it looks like an old, farmhouse on the prairie. What's that show called?
Farmhouse on the prairie.
That's offensive.
Little farmhouse on the prairie.
I have to tell you something, couple things.
Yes.
First of all, over 200 people sent me that article. Our sweet listeners go like, that's you are who I associate with American Girl dolls. Well, which first of all, an honor. Second of all, they need me on that set, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have to get me on that set. I'm supposed to be on that set, right?
And not as like a dramaturg or anything like the script supervisor, but as someone who just like hugs the dolls daily.
General vibes.
Dolls need hugs.
I'm there for general vibes.
Henry Gibson, a doll's hug.
And Aaron, did you see that it's Michael Bay directing?
Don't joke about that. Don't joke about such dark things.
Brian Grazer producing?
Yeah.
I will see it opening weekend. You know what? We can start a campaign now. I want you guys, once the social medias come out for this episode, try to get me to the premiere of that movie.
Aaron, say less.
Social medias of that movie come out. That's what I meant to say.
This will be like you know that kid who was like, I'm going to start with a paperclip and I'll trade this until I have a house. We're going to do that, but with Aaron getting on the set of American Girl Dolls. Premiere.
If you know anyone who knows someone, I would like to be at the premiere of this movie. Please.
I think let's get Aaron to the premiere of the American Girl Doll movie. I think this is going to be a huge movie. Not only because it is kind of the return of disgraced director Brett Ratner.
You are the worst.
He's been attached to this one. It's his big comeback.
Worst. You're the worst.
It's his big comeback. Nobody deserves it more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aaron, let's do a little bit of dream casting up top.
Okay.
Who are some of your, for live action American Girl dolls?
Right.
Who's playing what doll? Just maybe two or three.
I want them to sort of get the technology where the dolls can really come to life. Huh. That's sort of what I'm hoping for. But if that can't happen...
What does this mean?
I think that they should cast age-appropriate people to play the dolls. The dolls are like kids.
Okay, so you want to ruin the movie?
No, it's not like Barbie, where Barbie's an adult woman. The American Girl, they're girls. Dolls.
Can't we just get Margot Robbie to do a little baby voice?
Yeah, it'd be a shame not to have her on the screen, Aaron. Please.
That's a good point. No, I think they should cast kids.
Who are the kid actors nowadays?
Jenny Slate.
I don't know
Adam
how
Scott.
They would do this, though. They can't probably have more than one of the American Girl dolls in the movie because it's... They live at different times in history.
But Aaron, what about, I mean, we're living in the Doctor Strange multiverse of madness at this point. So couldn't it possibly just be that they're doing an Into the Spider-Verse, but with American Girl dolls?
That would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very possible.
Uh-oh. Aaron, there's an update here. It looks like, and they list some of the American, it looks like Chris Pratt is going to do them all.
Oh, Jesus.
And Aaron, Ratner's out. Brian Singer is in.
No. Shut it all down.
Aaron, Polanski's producing. Can we save it?
Faints in a bad way.
But not the one you think. JPC, not to leave you out. JPC, why don't you switch chairs with Aaron? I need you sitting down just so you don't fly to the ceiling when you hear this.
Hot. The chair, I would describe it as hot.
This news.
Sorry.
This might be slightly old news, but it's new to me. Mm. During a revelatory Twitter exchange the other day, Tom DeLonge.
If it's Twitter, it's definitely old news.
Tom DeLonge said that his former bland band Blink-182's name is actually pronounced, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Blink 182.
What, does he need attention? Is he trying to get attention? What's his thing here?
So we've been saying the whole time, it's Blink 182, which is severely less fun to say.
It can't be a money issue. I think he's got enough of that. So it's got to be a, no one's saying my name. No one's paying attention to me. Yeah. Does he think that if we don't look at him, he'll disappear? Is that what's going on with Mr. Tom DeLonge?
He has reverse object permanence.
Where are you?
Where am I? Roses by the stairs. Is he the one that's big into aliens now? Conspiracies?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. I think that's Tom DeLonge.
Casey said, this is like the guy who made GIFs saying that they're pronounced GIFs. Like, fuck off, mm-hmm. dude. Casey?
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
The world has turned and left you here, to quote my favorite band, Blink 182.
And just so we're not starting off with just news, why don't we
do
something?
Did you want to sit down?
I want to sit down.
Did you have news for you?
I have news for me, which is for 2024, we haven't yet done this. And I think it's time we do an animal parade, but I feel like I want to class it up a bit. Would you guys mind doing an animal soiree?
Would I mind? No, sir.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tot.
An owl with a monocle.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tot.
A snake with a champagne flute.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tot. A shark eating Havarti. Too-tee-tot-too-tee-tot.
A monkey slapping a butler.
Tee-too-tot-too-tee-too-tot.
A vulture paying off the family of somebody hit with a car.
A horse in a corset. Animal soiree.
Soiree. Yes,
and
okay.
All those things. Soirees aren't just fancy. There's some dirty deeds. Butlers get slapped. Families get paid off.
Yeah. It's like an episode of Succession.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me read. Here's, of course, with animal soiree, we have to read some animal news. Here's an article for me that's upsetting me more than anything else, which is new ancient shark species discovered hidden in world's largest cave system.
What is this? This is the plot to the Meg, right? Isn't this the whole fucking thing with the Meg?
That can't be right. This is breaking news. This is from October 13th, 2023. So was the Meg written before then?
Couldn't be.
Written? I couldn't say.
Meg was not written.
A previously unknown species of ancient shark has been discovered in Kentucky's Mammoth Cave National Park, home to the world's longest cave system. The system, which is located... I don't want to hear about the system. I want to hear about this shark. Here's my thing. Famously, I'm afraid of sharks. We'll never touch
world's
water.
Oldest shark discovered in Kentucky? What's going on?
I will never go in the ocean again. I'm terrified of sharks now. The last couple of years have made me absolutely just shaking in awe of their power. Let's hear about the shark, not the cave system.
I'm double checking this. Let me. Before we go into this, Kentucky, right? You said Kentucky.
Yes, it was a shark found in Kentucky. He was wearing a bowler hat. He had a Why are Kentucky brain glasses drinking a mint julep?
Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee. Which one of those are oceans? I can't remember. Is North Carolina the ocean? No, North Carolina does not touch Kentucky, by the way.
Researchers identified the ancient shark species after finding several small spoon-like teeth in a cave wall. So this is a shark with spoon-like teeth. Which hurts more than... than sharp teeth.
It's a soup shark.
It's a soup shark.
Kentucky touches Campbell's seven states. Is there another state that touches more states than Kentucky? That's insane. Seven states?
Well, I think I agree that New York touches us all. Start spreading the news.
Ba, 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 da, da, that hurt.
Are you two not afraid of sharks?
Well, I'm not really trying to go where they are or bother them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm more afraid of other things than I am of sharks.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, sharks would be a silly thing to fear because I feel like I interact with the domain of the shark on a day-to-day basis so very little.
Yes.
But this is my thought because I'm in Illinois. There are no sharks. But if there are sharks in Kentucky, then maybe I got to start being a little more scared of these ancient sharks that live in the pipes or whatever.
I do like that there's like it's almost like genie rules or something where it's like, you can be in Kentucky, but your teeth have to be spoons. And the shark's like, deal.
Done.
Do you think it was a genie rule or do you think it was a monkey paw where the shark was like, I just want to get away. And they're like, what about Kentucky? And they're like, yeah, no sharks in Kentucky. Let's go. Then he shows up and his teeth are spoons. And he's like, come on, man.
I think it was a genie's paw. I think let's split the difference. I do want to see a scene. Let's see here. JPC, you're going to be a, genie. Aaron, you just bought this beautiful little lamp at an antique store. You just got home and you're polishing it. And, JPC is going to try and trick you.
This lamp is so dirty. Why is it so dirty?
Because I'm in it. Honestly, usually takes me way longer for a setup like that for me to pop out, but
get the hell out of my house.
I would love to, but points to a little ankle monitor on my ankle. Cannot go within 50 meters of the lamp. So at all times, court ordered, unfortunately, genie court. Ew.
Oh my gosh, you're a genie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I get three wishes. Oh my gosh.
Okay, cool. So you know the thing. I don't really have to go through it. But yes, I am a genie. I'm actually kind of hungry. I'm just going to scrounge. Girl dinner, do you mind if I go through the old cabinet tree here?
I do mind. I actually have a party later tonight, and so all this popcorn is sort of party prep.
Is it a popcorn party?
Kind of. I mean, yeah. Are you here to judge my party or give me three wishes?
I'm here. I can do whatever I want when I'm here as long as I have permission. It sounds like I don't have permission to have a snack, which sucks because I've just been in a lamp for like 100 years. What year is it?
2023? 2024.
I got 100 on the dot? How did I do that?
Wow.
Just kidding. It's because I'm a genie. I have a clock in there. But okay, whatever. Let's get to
brass
tacks.
I'll give you a snack if you grant my three wishes.
I'm going to grant the wishes, okay?
Okay,
I don't
great.
Bargain. But you are familiar with genies, right?
Yes, genies. What do I want? What do I want?
Yeah, and genies give you a wish, but also, you know, sometimes they give you the thing that you didn't actually wish for. That was part of the wish, like kind of like tricking. Just so you know, I'm not the kind of genie that does that. I'm all above board. I'm all on the level. I don't do that.
So I can't wish for more wishes.
I mean, do you want me to go through the whole thing? Because of course, no, you can't wish for
more wishes. Go through the whole thing.
That's like Genie 101. Okay. I'm a genie, okay? I've been trapped in this lamp. You have rubbed the lamp and freed me from my prison. You're going to put me back in there after
three... He drops all his next cards.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay. No, this is fine. She picks them all up. Okay. If you try to start up a romantic relationship with me, I get to decide if I want to reciprocate. But
no, thank you.
You said you wanted to know all the rules.
Yeah, but no thank you on that one.
Okay, fine. I don't need your opinion on each one of the rules, but you get the whole thing. No wishing for more wishes. You can't wish me to kill or hurt anyone. No wishing to go back in time to fix your relationship with your. I'm looking at you. I want to say dad, but I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. None of that either. I can't go back and save him. We can't mess with the timeline stuff. But just wishes, wishes.
Could I wish for another genie to come after you? So technically I could get 5 wishes.
How would that be 5?
Well, I would get one is to wish for another genie.
One on
yeah.
Me. Yeah. No,
oh,
yeah.
And then I could ask him for another genie too. So I guess it's sort of infinite wishes, but.
No, because that's a genie chain. That's also against the rules. You can do 2. You can do 2 to get 5, but. If you try to do another genie on top of that, that's a genie chain.
I want 2 to get 5, please.
2 to get 5? Okay, great.
Can you get your brother here or whoever?
Yes, I do. There's another genie that will come, but I did kind of lie about the genie tricking you thing.
What?
The next genie that comes is going to be hard of hearing. So he is not really going to be able to hear a lot of your wishes. He's going to have to do his best to interpret. So I would be very careful with those last 3. 2 more from me, though. Sure, I can't have a bite. Smart choice. You don't want to see genie poop. Smart choice.
A genie on house arrest. Do de de do de that.
I guess they kind of all are.
I know, Aaron, one of your wishes that you told us in secret was you wish to do more riddles.
Looks behind
right?
me, confused.
Here's our first
genie
riddle.
Genie shrugs. Hard of hearing. Genie goes, huh? You did what?
You want to play more fiddles? Holds the earth, counts in rings, has arms but no face, stays in one place.
Holds the earth, counts in rings.
Has arms but no face, stays in one place. And it's not Elizabeth Taylor.
Sun? The sun?
No.
Yeah, the sun's
gravity.
Arms.
No. Holds the earth, counts in rings, big, big hint, has arms but no face, stays in one place.
I give up.
Counts in rings. This makes me think of like the Olympics logo. Is it the, Atlas. No.
Oh, a globe.
No.
A globe stand.
A globe stand.
Holds the earth, counts in rings, has arms but no face, stays in one place. So really, really buckle down on counts in rings. And it's not Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I was going to say Sonic the Hedgehog. Is this like, okay, so it holds the earth. Is this like a map, like a rubber band that would hold the map in?
No, not quite. These things really, really sort of hold things down on the terrestrial plane, on the sort of earth surface.
Oh, paperweight.
Count in rings.
Trees?
One of those.
Yes, trees.
Trees.
Whatever.
Oh, yes, trees. Whatever. They count in rings.
They count in rings. And I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you're both two trees talking about your recent divorces.
I'm thinking about, like, moving where my roots are.
What do you mean, like in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm thinking about, like, just starting over somewhere else.
I think, first of all, that is a wonderful idea. Starting over somewhere else... But you gotta keep reaching towards the light. You can't just bury yourself down in your roots, you know? You gotta make the best of a bad situation.
I mean, you and I are recently divorced to each other. From
yes.
each other.
I thought it was amicable though. Am I getting a different read off of it?
Amicable.
I thought we were both trying to, like, you know, branch out. I thought we were both trying to
This is part of why it happened, is puns like this.
Look, you don't date You don't marry a riverboat comedian tree if you don't want jokes like this. But again, that's why we're divorced. That's why we're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for sailing down the Mississippi with us. We have a special guest. You might have noticed we aren't moving. That's because we have a tree growing through us. Please welcome tonight's entertainment, the comedian tree.
Hey, look at everybody in the audience tonight. What a good, this was what I was. What a good looking group of people out there.
Hey, you're barking up the wrong tree with us.
Is that my ex-wife? Oh my God. Oh my God, she's in the audience.
Leave
Who is that?
Us alone.
Who's she with? Is that a dentist? Look at the teeth on that guy. Oh my God, what did I do?
They're spoons.
Scene.
Spruce Valanche? Try to think of it. Sleeps for 1,000 years, yet in a single day, covers mile upon mile with darkness and dismay. And don't say addle. Sleeps for 1,000 years, yet addle? In a single day, covers mile upon mile with darkness and dismay.
Is this like sand or like the sand in the desert? Maybe.
The sun.
It's not eclipse. It's not sand.
The moon.
It sleeps for 1,000 years. That sounds like hyperbole to me.
Here's what I'll say. There's some of these that definitely have slept for thousands of years. It's not hyperbole. But not most of them.
Volcano.
Yes, Aaron, it's volcano.
Wow.
Good
job. I'd like
to
see a scene.
Okay.
GPC, you are a volcano. Adel, you are a nearby mountain that he's venting to about how he's like really angry and he's probably about to blow.
Venting to?
I swear to God, if one more hiker throws one of those Cliff Bar wrappers anywhere on me, I think I'm going to blow my fucking top. Carl, I think I'm going to lose it.
From the last time he got pissed, I just got all the soot off. I was filthy. I put a towel to my face and pulled it away. It looked like the Shroud of Turin. Are you familiar with the Shroud of Turin?
I'm a volcano, not an idiot. Yes, I'm familiar with the Shroud of Turin.
Okay.
The cloth that Christ wiped his brow with.
Yeah.
And imprinted his face upon the cloth. I'm familiar.
How dirty was his face?
You know, it's different for you mountains. It's different for you mountains because there's literally nothing that you can, a rock slide. You can kill a couple dozen of these hikers.
Sure.
But you just don't have the pent up anger that I have. And I wish I could be cool like you. I wish I could. I just can't. I am a volcano. I am who I am, you know?
But I still get mad. Like, don't be reductive to my feelings, right? You're not the only person in the world with emotions, right?
I
avalanched yesterday.
You avalanched.
I killed
yesterday.
A ski. I was there's somebody. There's a guy skiing down my armpit, and it tickled. And I was like, "This sucks." And I just opened up some. I just opened up my mouth, and snow covered him whole.
Yeah. That's the same. What you and I are describing is the same. Yeah. 135 million years ago, I killed almost all the dinosaurs. But yeah, what you're talking about is the same as what I did.
You killed. So here's the thing. I'm not your therapist.
Helped.
You have delusions of grandeur. You think you killed all the dinosaurs yourself?
I killed almost all the dinosaurs.
What do you think your reach is? Huh? If you blow your top right now, what do you think your reach is?
Million?
A million? Okay, interesting. Okay.
I don't know, as far as I can see, how big you think the world is, Carl? Can't be much bigger than what we can see, right?
I mean, I guess past that river over there is probably where it cuts off.
I definitely got past that river. I know I killed a pterodactyl past that river. I know I did.
You saw it fall? Was it just landing? It could have been landing.
No, it wasn't just landing. It went down fast. I definitely hit it with ash. Fuck you. You know
Sane.
What? Fuck you.
I held a piece of ice that wasn't cold, found a lovely crystal that wasn't old. I beheld a rainbow that wasn't in the sky. Tell me what it is and do not lie.
Is it a diamond?
Close.
That was
like a
my
gemstone?
Guess.
Close.
Like a kaleidoscope?
Now we're talking.
Okay.
But it's like nature's kaleidoscope. I held a piece of ice that wasn't cold, found a lovely crystal that wasn't old. I beheld a rainbow that wasn't in the sky. Big, big hint. Tell me
Gasoline.
What it is and do not lie.
Water. Yeah, I was going to say like an oil spill.
This is like a diamond that would produce a gasoline type rainbow effect.
Coal.
This is a diamond that would produce a gasoline type rainbow effect?
Well, you said diamond. I said the very, very close. You said kaleidoscope. Yeah, close.
Crystal.
Okay.
It's like a type of crystal.
A type of crystal.
That
sugar.
Produces rainbows.
Produces rainbows?
Yeah.
Well, like any prism that you shine a light through is going to like produce.
Wait,
like
what was
a rainbow,
that word?
Right?
What was that
prism?
Word? It's a prism.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm in a prism of my own making.
Is a prism
what
a,
is a
type
prism?
Of crystal? Or is
it
like,
prism? Yeah.
Or is it like the family that crystals reside inside
of? Hey, I'll be 100% straight up honest with you. I don't mind looking like an asshole on this podcast. I thought a prism was a shape. I thought it was a type of shape.
Gave up Googling this month, so I can't help.
Aaron, congrats. And is it Lent already?
What?
You gave up Google.
What's
for
Lent?
Len the band?
I can't look it up.
The 90s band?
Aaron, I'm so proud of you for giving your fingers a rest.
Thank you. They hurt so bad.
They needed it. And they needed one.
They needed it.
Mm-hmm. Sound self-care was... is finger care.
Huh. Well, make a note.
What do you have to say to me? What do you have to say to me?
Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless fart. Rises, footless prances. What was that?
Fart. It's a fart.
You're warm. Warm fart. Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless shart. Rises, foot. What was that?
A shart? That's a warm fart.
I have
right?
to listen to this riddle, JPC. Please stop interrupting. I can't make heads or tails of it if you keep interrupting with your silly answers.
Okay.
Soundless billows. What was that? Huh? Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless rises, footless prances, spreading around till it can't be found.
Smoke?
Aaron, you're dead on it, smoke.
Wow.
Good job. Good
smoke
good job.
Is basically like nature's fart.
Can I smoke on this podcast?
This
Can
is
you smoke
a no
in
smoking.
Here?
This is a no smoking podcast.
Why?
No, at
will,
all.
Will it explode? Why?
Because sometimes Sandy's kids come on this podcast.
Aaron, I have a room in my house for just the dads to go in and smoke cigars. And you're more than welcome to come in and smoke cigars with the rest of the dads in my dad's cigar room.
Thank you, JPC. But I can't smoke on this podcast?
No.
No, this is a non-smoking podcast, unfortunately.
All right. I'll just eat these cigarettes, I guess.
Well, those are like candy cigarettes idiot. The whole time?
Yes.
It is funny. Candy cigarettes, Big League Chew. It is funny that at some point people were like, what do kids want most in the world? Smoke a cigarette, do tobacco.
drugs for kids.
Well, it's also funny too, because like the whole, I mean, you're not allowed to like advertise smoking to children anymore, even though there's ways around that. And obviously it still happens. But like for so long, like all the stuff that is advertising to kids, this is just like adults whose job it is to get like kids hooked on things like this. Like I remember all the commercials that I saw when I was like a kid for like board games and toys and shit like that. I'm like, this was like a 45-year-old person in like a marketing boardroom being like, how do we get this 11-year-old to like really want this Nerf gun? And they did a great job, but like, yes. It's not like kids, you know, in the same way we're like marketing to kids. It's not like you were going to the playground and like hearing the scuttlebutt from all the kids.
A lot of it is, yeah. So like Easy Bake Oven, it's like, how do we get kids cooking? Or like all the baby dolls are like, let's get kids parenting early. Ring Pops, let's get them addicted to, you know, marriage.
I remember also like Nickelodeon Magazine, like the commercial for Nickelodeon Magazine was basically about how to ask your parents for it. It was like, go to your parents and ask them for this thing.
Call them at work right now. I know you know the number for emergencies. Call them. If they say they're busy, they're lying. Call back.
If they love you, they'll get you this.
You're a child who needs a magazine.
Shaped like a shoe, moved by hand, carries 4 feet, but not on land.
This is like a canoe. What's shaped like a
shoe? Got it in one. This is a canoe.
No.
This is a canoe.
Hey, Adel, I learned something.
Swear to God.
Wow, it's canoe. Adel, the neighborhood that we live in Chicago, I don't mind saying, Portage Park. I learned that Portage, I had no idea what Portage was as a concept.
Mm-hmm. But breakfast sort of oatmeal.
Little Miss Muffet sat on top of eating her porridge.
You have to eat your portage, Mr. Frodo. You won't have strength to take the ring. but portage, it means... I guess the area where we live, there used to be like it used to be like land between rivers, which is wild because there's there's no rivers around here now. And portage was when you took your like boat out of one river and then walked it across like a part of land to the other river. That was the portage.
Oh, I had no idea.
You're portaging. I don't know if portaging is the right way, but it's like portage a boat.
Also, you knew this factoid and yet you questioned whether sharks could be in Kentucky.
Oh, God, if sharks can be, oh, my God, that's how they got there? Somebody lifted them out of the ocean and walked their asses to Kentucky? That would be fucking, honestly, that would be fucking fantastic. If you just saw, like, you're driving down the highway and you saw, like, an 18-wheeler, but it was just, like, a clear glass fish tank with a huge shark in there. They're like, yeah, we're putting the shark in Kentucky. We've run out of ideas about what life should be or whatever, so that's what we're doing.
We're just trying things out. I don't know if this is real or not. I did see something where it was like they found a whale like in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Not like a whale skeleton, like a recent whale.
Like
not
a living
yet.
Whale?
Not living, definitely dead, but not yet decomposed. And it was just like laying. I don't know if this is real or not. I didn't do any research, But I remember being, I had taken an edible. I was looking at news and I saw that.
There it is. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But how did that whale get there? What's going on?
Well, Adel, I'll tell you how the whale got there. It didn't, man. You were high. You were on TikTok.
I remember I was looking at my hand. I was scrolling through my hand and I saw the wildest news article. Also, I should say, listeners, if you're ever in Chicago, stop by the actual park in Portage Park, and I'd say 50% of the time, you'll run into me and JPC.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially between the months of, November to March.
Yeah.
They're
fighting pigeons for little pieces of bread at the park if you want to find them.
I'm just surviving. The pigeons choose to fight.
Yeah. They don't eat all that bread.
They don't eat all that bread, Aaron. What are they going to do? They're going to explode if they eat all that bread.
We're going to do one more before we take a break here. In weather fair, my ribs I cup. In weather foul, I put them up. In weather fair, my ribs I cup. In weather foul, I put them up.
In weather fair, my
umbrella?
Ribs I
it's
cup.
It's an umbrella.
I'm a fair genius.
Weather. You are a genius, Aaron. You
I'm the
are
smartest person I have ever met.
Aaron, I want to see a quick scene. It's a rainy day. You're like in a building. You're about to go outside. Everyone's just watching the rain outside of the building. Mm-hmm. But you have devised a brand new type of umbrella that you're like so excited to show off to all of these people in the building.
Great day at work, everybody. What a fun day at work. I'll be going. Hope you don't look at me while I walk outside.
Well,
Jen, you watch out. It's cats and dogs out there.
It's really coming
down. We're all just trying to wait out the rain a little bit.
I know that people around the office call my little invention silly or dangerous, but not this one. What if you use a flamethrower as an umbrella? So, hear me out.
You evaporate the rain before it lands on you.
Evaporate the rain before it lands on you. You might have noticed that my eyebrows are singed off. And
yeah,
that my bangs are singed off and my hair.
You're wearing a hat real deep on your temples there.
Eyelashes Jen, also gone.
Jen, you didn't bring a flamethrower to work with you all day, did you?
That would be a weapon. I brought a new kind of umbrella to work with me.
And Jen, I can't express enough. The top of your head looks like Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Thank you. Don't hit on me at work, though. Go through HR. You have to...
Yeah, if you want to hit on her, go through HR, Chuck.
Go through HR. Anyways, I hope you guys don't
watch this
work.
HR will leave a love letter on Jan's desk. Jan, you say it's not a weapon. You say it's an umbrella.
Right.
But we had 3 fire alarms today. And the whole
you guys
floor,
heard those?
All of 18 smelled like burning.
Testing those out?
Were you testing it out in the office?
Yeah. Well, I'm off to my apartment.
Well,
here I go outside. Yep.
Well, actually, speaking of HR, Doug did want to say something. He mentioned that today you swung by his desk, put your finger in his coffee and said, "Oh, that's a little chilly. Use your flamethrower to reheat it," and actually melted his
cup. The cup melted, yep.
Yeah, it released some fumes, and he has been in the ER ever since.
Uh-huh. And his computer melted, and his desk, and his arm.
Yeah.
But
I guess we should go ahead and say he died. I got a call that he did die. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like Daniel Stern in Home Alone. Yeah.
I'll hear it from HR, okay? You're supposed to
the
go
The doctors
through HR.
Are waiting on the autopsy, but they think it could have been a heart attack, but they think it was probably induced
probably
by...
Probably a heart attack.
Yeah, probably induced by being flamethrowered. Yeah.
Well, off I go.
You know what? Look at it. It's cleared up. It's wow. Huh, that was quick. The rain completely stopped.
That was the fastest clearing of skies I ever saw.
Well, Jen, have a good weekend.
No.
Have a good one. Well.
No. Oh, my God. She's pointing the flamethrower at us, Jen.
Calm down.
You guys are going to watch me go outside. I'm going to go in that fountain that's right outside our office building. You guys are going to watch me use my new invention, and everyone's going to take me serious. Ready?
Okay,
1, 2, 3.
The skate park. She's
there's a lot of birds. There's a lot of birds about to land on our head.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, the birds are taking the flamethrower. Wow, they are flying away with that flamethrower.
Call 911. I'm on fire.
Scene. Aaron, that's your new catchphrase. Call 911. I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Call 911. I'm on fire.
Speaking of catchphrases, I accidentally... You know how I'm sick right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag, but I'm sick all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's different. That's a different kind of sickness.
Well, I went to go see a show, and on the way back, we passed Ripley's Believe It or Not, and John said, and I was so confused and sick when he was talking, but what he was actually asking is, like, how would you bring up Ripley's Believe It or Not as, like, a sitcom joke? Like, how would you word it of, like,
I understand.
Call me Ripley because I'll believe it or I won't or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he asked that question, but I completely misunderstood the question. And so I just thought he was like, what's a different way of saying, like, if you had to rename Ripley's Believe It or Not? And I said, Beepo's got to see it to believe it. And he went, excuse me? And I went, that's the kind of misunderstanding that is only reserved. That level of Aaron stupidity only happens on a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. And it's the first time in a real life situation where I have been Hey Riddle Riddle stupid in real life.
which is a very specific type of stupid.
Yeah, like a sickness is giving you Hey Riddle Riddle brain in normal life. That's unfortunate.
I know, and isn't that scary?
And it's
be careful out there, y'all.
See it to believe it. Beepo's gonna see it to believe it.
Yeah, because I was like, I guess this is what he's asking, and he was like, "Excuse me."
So what you're saying, Aaron?
Beepo.
You're saying in 2024, if you're stupid on Hey Riddle Riddle, you're stupid in real life.
Yeah.
So
and
now
I'm
there's
sticks.
This is like Freddy. This is like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the call is coming from inside the house type of thing.
The idiocy is coming from inside the podcast. And now outside the podcast.
Beepo's got to see it to believe it.
So Ripley's Believe It or Not. One, I think it's funny that it's said like a school kid would, like, I don't know, believe it or not. Like, it seems like a, like someone's being defensive. Like, I don't care, man. Like telling a tall tale.
Aaron, is Ripley's Believe It or Not a wax museum? What
I don't
is
know
Ripley's
what it
Believe
is.
It or Not?
It's in Hollywood, which is not a great area.
To me, it occupies the same space in my head as from childhood as like the Guinness Book of World Records, which is it just like curiosities? Is it just like these
Again,
are like.
I can't Google, so someone else has to.
I think,
no.
So I think Guinness Book of World Records is like, well, one, it's. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't know this, but at the same time, I feel like when, I don't know, Guinness Book of World Records was created by Guinness, the brewery, much like the Michelin Guide was created by Michelin Tires.
Oh.
I think Michelin Guide was created by Michelin Tires to get people to travel around more, to use more tires, to like wear out their tires. I don't know if Guinness made this for like better pub conversation so people would drink longer debating whether something was real.
I would love it if better pub conversation was important to Guinness. Like they were like, our beer is fine, but the quality of the conversation in the pubs is falling off a cliff.
I don't know who Ripley's is, so I don't know who started this.
Now,
but I think,
this I can help you with, because Ripley is the dinosaur bad guy from Metroid.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, thank you.
But I think Guinness is like legit records, where it's like someone actually did this, someone grew their nails out this long, and we have kind of they sent one of their scouts down to like measure and actually document it. I think Ripley's Believe It or Not is more like hearsay and more like...
Yeah.
More like
this just, could be a lie.
Yes.
You know,
tall tales and big fish.
It feels more like P.T. Barnum. Like feels more like this is like a mermaid. We have a mermaid skeleton or something.
It's
like
basically
that.
I think it's modern day sideshow paired with like Cabinet of Curiosities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
We'll
I love when we figure out what something is by looking into what it is.
Yep.
That to me is the perfect way to get information.
That's just being a man.
Yeah.
Spin your wheels until something sounds right.
Talk until you feel confident, and then just move on.
The wheels are the penis. That's what every boy's father tells him.
Yeah. Okay, we just got an email from Michelin. They're terrified that wheels are their penises.
Would the Michelin man be any more terrifying if he was made out of penises?
Made out of foreskin?
No, that's a lateral move.
A man made a penis?
Creature. Adel, do you have another riddle?
I do.
Oh, good.
'Tis the work of one's hands, hangs as high as one's head, tells of a place at a time, though never a word be said.
Clock.
Not a clock, but you're not,
hands,
you're not too far off. What was that?
Clog.
Hands, though. 'Tis the work of one's hands, hangs as high as one's head, tells of a place at a time, though never a word be said. JPC,
oh,
did you
like
say
a headboard? Is it clog?
It's not a headboard.
Clock was close.
Is it like a photo?
Aaron, blazing hot.
A mirror? A picture, a painting?
It's a painting. 'Tis the work of one's hands, hangs as high as one's
head. Oh,
I'd like to see a
yes.
scene.
Wow.
JPC, you are a security guard at a museum, and Adel, you are convinced that a painting just winked at you.
Excuse me?
I'm just going and telling everybody, 10 minutes left in the museum visiting hours today.
Okay, is your name tag correct? Is Frank?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this. I was in the modern wing, and the four Marilyn Monroes by the soup guy,
the Pittsburgh soup guy. Oh, the Warhol.
Yeah. The four Marilyn Monroes all just winked at me. And I don't know if that's part of. I don't know if this is, like immersive or.
It's not. That shouldn't happen. Okay. I do have to ask, just because of the way that you're dressed. Have you taken some drugs today? And it's okay. I'm not here to bounce people.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Are Trader Joe's tote bags not pants anymore?
It's not the content of your clothing. It's just that they're all on backwards. Is that the way you're dressed?
Listen.
It looks like you had a dream of what you wanted to wear today, and you put this on instead.
I'm a fashionista, or a maxinista, to be TJ Maxinista. Is Marshall the same as TJ Maxx? Anyway, we don't have time.
I just ask because a lot of people who have experiences in the Warhol exhibit, it's because they may be on some drugs, some pot, some ketamine, some horse tranquilizer, something like that, and I just wanted to make sure that that's not the case. And if it is the case, that's fine. That's probably what happened to you.
All of those are in my system, yes, but... I stabbed the painting and it started bleeding, so...
Okay. So, yeah, now we did get a call of someone who wandered into the second floor bathroom and said, I've never seen so many Warhols, and then started stabbing little holes inside of the stall doors. Was that... I'm putting two and two together. They're matching the description of man wearing Trader Joe's bags as pants.
Two and two is four.
Okay.
Hey, man. I saw the documentary Ghostbusters 2. I know what paintings can do when they come to life.
Okay. I'm going to level with you. You're one of the coolest guys I've ever seen.
Thank you. Finally.
One of the coolest fucking guys I've ever
Thank
met.
You.
The museum closes at this point in like 8 minutes. Why don't we do this? I'll close it down. I'll let everybody else out. I'll let you spend
night in the museum.
Okay? And if the drugs that you have told me you are on, you are actually rolling on... You're going to have the time of your life.
Oh, my God. So you're saying we could run through Sunday in the Park. We could eat at the Nighthawks. We could...
I'm going home. I have a wife and a family. I just want to give you this experience because I thought that this would be fun and cool for you. I'm
going to
lock the doors from the... What, you do?
I had.
You had. Oh, my God.
They're inside a painting now. Whistler's mother, that's my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. This is right for you.
Blue Boy, that's my son. Monk Scream is my other son.
I'm going to do this right for you.
He's being chased. He's being chased.
And why don't you do this? Go ahead and just look off into the distance. Look at that painting way, way at the end. Do you see it? Way down there? Turn your head.
Oh, yeah.
Way down there.
Oh,
yeah, you see
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
You see it?
I see it. Oh, it's a beautiful, it's lilies. It's a bunch of water
lilies.
Wow.
Beautiful water lilies. Think about that. Focus on that.
They just winked at me. The lilies link.
Go talk to him, man. Go talk to him.
Scene.
It's got to be a pretty boring job to be a security guard at a museum. You might as well have your own fun.
How many, JPC, I think you nailed it. How many people who are high go to museums? Because I feel like it's a higher percentage than you think.
Yeah,
I feel
like
people take edibles and then go to stare at paintings.
Field trips and high people.
Yeah, old people, some grandchildren, and high people.
What's, when you go to a museum... Do you are you arms folded in front of you? Are you hands behind your back in the small of your back to show that you're like being thoughtful? Are you fist on the chin?
Do you I think I'm my hands behind my back, so I can feel thoughtful.
Yeah, because if you have your hands crossed, it feels like you don't get it. You're signaling to other people around you don't get it. If your hands are behind your back clasped, then people are like, this guy knows. This guy knows exactly. He's really contemplating what the artist is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron,
and I'm
you?
Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like, Monet, Monet, Monet.
My
I'm
move like saying is to artists. Just take such a big deep breath in when I see a picture and then burst into tears and then just stare, like nodding at it, like, oh my wow. gosh, this has changed my life.
Yeah.
And then you know
that's a good move. That's a good move.
And I don't give a shit about paintings. Boring.
Boring. Art is nothing to me.
Well, art is nothing, but ads are everything. So let's take a quick break. We'll hear from some ads, and we'll be back with more art. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually see
that.
Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great, because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know... somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
You guys, I see something on the horizon.
Horizon?
Someone's galloping up to us on a horse. Who could that be?
Who's that guy from... He fights like windmills. What's that guy's... JPC, you know this book.
Is it Zordon?
That's his name. He's like the brain inside the body.
Zordon.
No, wait, it's Sandy. Sandy's from that horse.
Sandy, who is this guy riding up to us? Can you see? Oh, no, the guy is the Sandy.
Oh, the horse is riding Sandy. Is that
the
what
horse
you're saying?
You think of Zoltar from the movie Big?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of Zordon from the Power Rangers. So I said the right thing.
Okay.
But Zoltar wasn't Big, so we got to give Sandy, he wants to win one. We got to give him his win.
You know somebody had to feed that Zordon.
So anyways, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's great to see you guys. How you been since I saw you last? Any news in the world of outside the sandbox?
Good, well, bad, and sick, and you have to guess with what?
Good, bad, and sick.
Guess.
We're all good.
One of us is good at coughing, one of us is bad at coughing, and one of us is sick.
Well,
Sandy, let's get this saddle off you, and why don't you saunter or trot on over to some riddles?
Yeah, I don't have to trot on over. You're the one who's doing the trotting. I got all my riddles ready to go, fired up in this sand cannon of puzzles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Blasted by the sand cannon.
You're going to get sand blasted.
I also like you're the one who's going to do the trotting. That's a cool thing to say to a person.
I don't love that, to be honest, but we're just going to let it fly. I don't know why a horse is riding me.
Yeah, keep telling people that.
You know? Said his name is Friday. Get out of here.
Let's go back to this. Let's go back to this canon. This is the one where I'm going to give you a sentence and leave two blanks in the sentence. The blanks need to be filled out by the name of a musical artist and then a song made famous by that artist.
Ooh,
okay. The order you have to is up to you to figure out. So, for example, I'll give you an example that we can work out together. whenever Betty White's Golden Girls character writes a letter, she blanks it with a blank.
She a kiss. She kisses.
She seals it from a kiss from a rose. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Kiss from a rose.
Oh man, I'm gonna be so bad at this. I can't wait.
I remember you were pretty good at this last time, Aaron.
You were really good at it.
I don't know.
And I don't think I ever got one last time, but I remember I loved doing these. These are very fun to do.
There used to be a Blanche in Florida, live with me.
I've been to that.
Well,
from his song.
Yeah. You got the first blast. You're doing great. Let's go on to the next one. As the story goes, blank was in a blank to whitewash that fence, so he enlisted his friends to help.
Tom Sawyer. Rush, Tom Sawyer.
Rush. Wow.
Neener, 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 neener,
oh, my
neener,
neener, gosh. Neener. I hadn't even started thinking yet, Adel. That was so
fast. Tom Sawyer. White fence.
Oh, Aaron, you don't want to think about these riddles. It's too much fun. Just stay over there. I'll think about the riddles. It's way too much fun. You wouldn't like it.
That's how he got us. That's how he got your ass on the Riddle Podcast to begin with.
Yeah. So
this whole thing's a big Tom Sawyer bit. Great job.
The rafters above the church, just looking down on us.
Now, just to remind you guys, both of those were pretty literal on the nose. Some of these are going to be more like homophones. I won't tell you which. It'll be up to you to figure it out. The woman walks.
Next one's going to be a homophone. Easy.
Excuse me. Am I that predictable?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Yes,
am. He's changing it.
No, these are written down. I can't change it. I've committed. The woman walked in on her boyfriend cheating and said, blank timing bastard. I'm moving to a place you'll never find me. Blank.
Two
boys, two men timing me.
The woman walked in on her boyfriend cheating and said, blank timing bastard. I'm moving to a place you'll never find me. Blank.
You too. Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Nice. Sunday Bloody. Really,
where the streets have no names.
Well, that's what I was going for. Where the streets have no names. I'm moving to a place where streets have no names. So you'll never be able to find me.
That's how you'll never be able to find me, you two timing bastard. Okay, got it.
You'll never
It'll
find
be
me
a beautiful day. Discotheque. Okay. Achtung, baby. Oh, I should have included Achtung, baby. That would have been better.
Yeah, Achtung, baby would have made that better.
all right. If you can't get your hair to lay blank in LA, it's probably because of those blank winds. If you can't
Flatwood
get your hair...
Mac. Flatwood Mac,
rumors. It's probably because of those blank winds. What are the winds called in LA, you guys?
Aaron, you would know.
Santa Ana.
Santana, Rob
Santana.
Thomas. Carlos. I can't get my
if
hair.
You can't
too.
Get your hair to lay
smooth.
Smooth.
You need the Santana.
Oh, wow.
It's probably because
really
of those,
good.
Which, by the way, thank you. Those winds are now legally need to be referred to as Santa Ana featuring. Rob, what the fuck
give me
name?
A trim. Give me a trim. Make it flat, or else forget about it.
Now I don't know because it's Rob something, and now I don't.
It's Rob Thomas.
Rob Santana.
Rob Thomas. Right.
It's Rob Thomas. The Rob owner Thomas of Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
That was right. So good. That one was
that
amazing.
That was fantastic.
What magazines do I subscribe to? Blank Face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest. This one's hard. I can't even figure it out. Okay.
News Face is
blank.
Aaron, is
blank
News Face,
face?
A magazine? Aaron, be
honest. Well, no, we don't need to guess face, but face, is there a magazine that ends in face?
Let me rephrase this with some intonation, because I reread it. I wrote this a while ago, and now I realize what I was doing. Starting over. If you can't, what magazines do I subscribe to? Blank. Blank face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest.
Blank face.
It's got to be in your.
In your.
Say it's faster.
In your.
In your.
In your.
In your.
In your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Is it Sail Away? Sail Away? No.
Not Sail Away.
I can't think of any Enya song.
In your face.
Well, one of them.
Pure moods.
No, did she do Journey to Something? Is that, that's not
Enya. It's got a magazine title in it.
Highlight.
So it would be like
I wonder with the ocean, and then it goes.
National Geographic. That song by Enya. National Geographic.
17. What? Cosmo.
What's the magazines I subscribe to? Only Time.
We'll tell.
Yeah, that's her song. Only Time.
The song is called Only Time, and the band is Enya.
Enya Face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest.
That one's great as well.
All right. I know you're doubtful about why we went on this treacherous blank, but blank that will get to our destination.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, you got that.
Wow. Addle's so good.
It seems like you're being sarcastic. Aaron, he's being sarcastic.
No, he's not. Is this helping?
It's helping me.
Kind of.
Yeah. We're all digging it.
On October 3rd, 2003, Roy Horn looked into the blank and misread it. But for 17 years after, he was a blank.
Crystal ball.
This is dark.
Okay, this is dark.
You know who Roy Horn is?
Roy Horn.
On October 3rd, 2003, Roy Horn looked into the blank and misread it. But for 17 years after that, he was a blank.
Sandy, is this like a Dark Tower character?
Is Roy Horn the guy that sat in the corner and ate a bunch of pie?
Yeah, he put his thumb in. Put his thumb.
Roy had a very famous partner whose name is much more distinguishable.
Cher.
Dolly Roy Parton. And
Roy Horn. Why does
something
his name
and
sound?
Roy.
Siegfried. Siegfried.
And what happened on October 3rd? 2003.
Day that shall live in infamy.
Mauled. Correct. He got mauled.
Correct. So he looked into the what?
Pearl Harbor.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
Yes, he did. But for 17 years, he was a...
Asia.
Magician.
No
magic.
One remembers who was saying Eye of the Tiger?
Do you?
Rocky Balboa. Yes. Oh, hold on. Survivor.
Survivor. That's
Survivor.
Right.
Yes. He survived for 17 years. Do you know that he survived after that attack? He died in April 2020.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I remember he got mauled, but he did not die.
He was a survivor.
Look, I got to be honest with you. People should have known tigers. Even if you're a magician.
They should not sleep with tigers, which is what they did. I mean,
GPC, you're riding a great white shark right now.
Okay. First of all, it's riding me.
It's not a tiger shark. You said no tigers. It's a great white.
Sorry.
Totally fine. Green Bay can often be found out on the... Green Bay can often be found out in the blanking their green and blank uniforms.
Packers. Oof. Packing.
I should just say the Packers. The Packers can often be found out in the blanking their green and blank uniforms.
Lambeau Field. Lambeau. Sammy.
The
green and what? What's the other color?
Gold. Yellow.
Yellow.
Coldplay. Oh, yellow Coldplay.
It was
out
all
in the
yellow.
Playing.
They were out in the cold playing their green and yellow uniforms. I put diamonds on.
Sorry.
Hold on. Hey, Sandy, hold on. We have more Coldplay songs to sing. I'm sorry.
And can I just say, when football players get hit nowadays, they get a rush of blood to the head.
You can say that.
Yeah. No, that's probably true, right?
Yeah. I put diamonds on my shoes, like Paul Simon said. But then the cobbler asked me, what's with all these blanks embedded in your shoe? Blank? Me?
Ruby diamonds. Is it another precious gem?
Neil Diamond.
I'll reread it.
Yeah.
Okay. 9-inch nails.
I put diamonds on my shoes, just like Paul Simon said. But then the cobbler, you know, the guy who fixes my shoes, he asked me, what's with all these blanks embedded in your shoe bottom? Blank? Me?
Gems. Gem and Holograms, Fuck Me.
You're close. Gems and Holograms.
With all these
Jewels.
Blanks.
Jewels, Foolish Jewel. Games. Jewel.
What did he say?
A Jewel. Don't
blank
speak.
Me?
He says.
Is it?
He says, blank? It's a long thing he says. Five
Who will
words.
Save
he
your
says,
soul?
Who will save your soul?
He's a cobbler.
Soul.
He's a cobbler.
He's
Daniel
a cobbler.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh,
cobbler.
My God.
Who will save? This is, honestly, let's just take a moment. This is the best role that's ever happened on the show.
Oh, that one was really good.
Yeah, that one was good. That one was good.
I should have waited, but wait till you hear my last one for this segment. It's going to be even better than that one. I am calling that shot right now.
He's looking around the all room, right. Panicking.
Looking around all right, here we go. This is not it. There's a few more. If you want to achieve blank, ignore all worldly possessions and desires and blank.
Nirvana, never mind. Nirvana.
Is they have a, they have a song.
In Utero.
Those are album names, I think.
Oh.
If you want to, wait, can you say that one? Where are my blanks?
If you want to
Nirvana.
Achieve Nirvana.
Weezer.
Ignore all worldly possessions and desires and blank.
Let go. And what's the Nirvana song that's not Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Wayne. The black it's, hole heart.
It's about sharp. Being yourself. Well, the song's not, but this concept is about being yourself and nothing else.
Oh,
just
be
Greek.
Just arrive with no other preconceived notions. Just
bare naked ladies.
Be here now.
Oasis.
Just be here now. Just
Oasis. Be here
Oasis.
Now.
Be here now.
Come as you are.
Come as you are.
How did I miss that?
Come as you are. Real call me by your name.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy, but come as you are.
All right, I got three more. We think we
yes.
can do it?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
I'll go so right. quick.
If you're the blank, you may be tempted to say blank to anyone who matches you on Hinge. I'll repeat it. If you're the blank, you may be tempted to say blank to anyone who matches you on Hinge.
If you're the prince, you may be tempted to say, I don't know, fuck you, Lisa, or something. He's got a bunch of songs like that, right?
Raspberry.
Yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, yes.
I will say the first blank is five words. If you're the song title, you may be tempted to say band name
if
to
you're
anyone
the,
who...
I'll get over you, because I'm the king of wishful thinking. King
if you're
of
the
wishful
king
thinking. That's four words.
Who sings that?
I don't know. It's a great fucking song. Truly a fucking awesome song.
Is it Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Probably.
If
Toad
you're
the
it's go west. Man, I would not have made a go west reference. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
But now you got to make it work. It's not King of Wishful Thinking.
If
Cock of the Walk.
If you're the boy, oh boy.
It's a five words. Okay,
song.
Let's get the band first.
Let's get the band.
What's
how
my
many
blank
words
on
the band?
Band?
It's one word, and it's a very, very, very short band name with a very, very generic name. Yes.
You gotta match well, Box 20 on Hinge.
You would say what? If you were very desperate, you would say what? To any
yes.
person?
Please. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a yes
oh,
song.
A yes song?
Oh,
you think
no.
You think the three of us know a 70s prog rock song?
Oh,
you're gonna love the rest of this list.
No.
All right, fine. So you guys did not grow up on
King
classic
Crimson.
Rock radio in the 90s like I did? Okay, fine. The answer is you are the owner of a lonely heart.
Oh, that's yes.
Oh,
I
wow.
know that song.
No, I mean, I know the yes. song, but I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother once did a like a Who's on First sequel sketch. He wrote a sketch that was sort of like a sequel to Who's on First. It was like a concert festival lineup of band names that are also just generic words like Yes and The Who and When.
Oh yeah,
it was and Them. It was really great. I said When, like that's a band name. That's not.
I'm
a band.
Asking
the
you, Bush.
Yeah. All right, two more. If okay. Blank Bluth takes over the family business, he'll have done it with the influence of a successful and thoughtful blank.
Joe Buster.
George Michael.
Faith.
He'll have done it with the influence of a successful and thoughtful.
Wham. Wake me up.
Let's talk about sex.
Successful.
What
are some George Michael songs?
George Michael song. What the fuck?
Freedom. It's on the
Freedom.
Same, it's on the Freedom album.
Freedom 99.
Freedom 90.
He'll have 90. Done it with.
We are really puttering.
I will
out
be
here
your
father
I
figure.
Will be your father figure. Make it.
Oh, father that figure. Sounds horrible.
Father figure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you
really
that.
Brought us down.
That's a terrible song.
I had a hard time with trying to fit in "Let's Talk About Sex" with that one because there wasn't a lot of that on the show. But I should have tried harder. Okay, last one. Speaking of, I get such a hard on for Greek mythology, and every time I read those blank, I blank my pants.
Every time I read those
stories,
Iliads.
That's another long title. That is a forward title.
Come and feel the noise.
I get such a hard on for Greek mythology, and every time I read those song title, I band name my pants.
Those books aplenty.
Cream.
Those tablets.
Cream is the band.
Oh no. So it is 70s.
It's another 70s. Guys, it's another 70s prog rock.
God.
Layla.
White Room. Truly, what's another fucking Cream song? Ugh.
Layla remix. White Room remix.
Egyptian.
I thought about playing the answers to these, especially this one, but I wasn't sure you guys had the rights for all that, so I gave
no,
it up.
No, we have the rights for most of Clapton's stuff, but everything he did with Cream, we just don't have.
We're working on
hard.
It, though.
It's hard.
He's an absolute dick when it comes to getting the rights to that stuff.
I think he's like the only person who's in the Hall of Fame the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 4 times.
Really? Yeah.
He's also in the Football Hall of Fame.
The Yardbirds, Blues Breakers, Eric Clapton solo, and then Cream, I think.
Blues Breakers?
Maybe. He had another band. He had like
Elwood,
yeah.
Jake.
It is Tales of Brave Ulysses.
Never heard of this song.
Wow. All
right, everyone on the other end of this is screaming at their radios, Tale of Brave Ulysses.
Sorry.
I said the Iliad.
The Iliad, Tales of the Brave Iliad. All right, but you do yourself a favor and cue that up in Spotify when you're done.
I took a history of rock class in college, and I never heard of that fucking song, so.
Well, famous Greek author James Joyce, of course, wrote Ulysses. Sandy, what have you written lately?
This set of puzzles.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Sandy.
You rule.
Well, what else have you read, and where can people find you?
Well, I'm sorry to bring us down on such a forgettable piece of music, but I truly think you guys should look it up. All right, signals.fun. That is my newsletter and community where you can join and throw me a few bucks every month, get a few extra perks like joining my Discord. That's at signals.fun. Also, mysteryleague.com is my business. That's where you go to find me for corporate team building or any other kind of puzzle stuff that you want made. That's my job. That's what I do every day, and I would love to do more of it. And for more stuff, you can go to Instagram where I post prompt mantos. Those are at Mystery League on Instagram. Those are little games I play where I put together two phrases and make an image out of them using Midjourney and then have you guess what it is. So, for example, recently I did one with Chris Rock and Rocky Horror Picture Show. So you got a little picture of Chris Rock as Frank M. Furner.
Pootie Tim Curry. Oh, sorry.
Pootie Tim?
Pootie Tim Curry. I thought I was thinking something else.
Tim Curry.
That absolutely works. And just for another little plug to hiring Sandy for doing your team building, we are an example of a team that has never hired Sandy. So
Good point.
So if your team you want to operate like this, maybe give Sandy a call.
Yeah, right. When I do team building stuff, it is way more thoughtful than the shit I put on the show.
Well, Sandy, you're the absolute best. Thank you so much for everything. But we do have to let you go, so we're just gonna melt you back down into sand.
I believe we're going to cream him back down into sand.
Gross.
Yep.
Going in the
Thank
hall
you
for
coming.
For
Please come back. We're sorry.
Please come back. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
You're forgiven. Goodbye.
Well, now that Sandy's gone, let's do plugs. And we'll start with me. And I'm going to plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon.
Wow.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. You can get a 1 week free trial. Hang out for a little bit. Just pay for 1 month, maybe. Hang out. Listen to all the episodes. Binge them. All my favorites are over there. So I'd recommend checking that out. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug some recent appearances, either end of 2023 or beginning of 2024. I was on a podcast called That's What I'm Talking About. delving into the rings formation. How apropos from this episode.
Wow.
Delving into the formation of the rings. I was learning all about that. Very good time. I also was a guest on the video game podcast Sights Unseen, talking about some of my favorite video games. And I did a recent episode of the podcast Tell Me About It, which I host with Josh Gondelman, talking about slam dunks. So if you want to learn more about slam dunks through the lens of Josh Gondelman, please check out Tell Me About It. JPC, do you have anything to plug or a review to read?
I got nothing to plug, but I do have a review to read. And if you want to get a review featured on the show, just go leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews. I might pick yours. Hey, this week I picked the Buffybot. The Buffybot writes, "This podcast is the bar to pass. I recommend this podcast to everyone, including people I've tried to date. Most either never listened or must have hated it, but my partner now listened to the whole back catalog, and that's how I know we're a good fit. Thanks for the litmus test. Bye forever." Wow. Mm-hmm. I cannot recommend that, the negative recommendation of that enough. I think this is a podcast that's fine to share with friends, family, people in your life. But if you've got a significant other who's never heard of this podcast, you hide this.
Hide it.
This is shame. This is a shameful listen.
In between the mattress and the box spring, maybe in a shoebox in your closet, out in the woods somewhere, dig a hole out in the woods.
And you're going to say you're listening to This American Life.
Repeat after me. They're going to say, "Honey, what are you listening to?" And you're going to say, "Sports Scores." That's it. Sports Scores.
And Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
I did want to make an amendment to something that Aaron plugged. Aaron, I hate to do this, but Patreon has discontinued the 1-week free trial. Now we offer a 1-week freak trial. So it only applies to people who are weak freaks.
No.
but if you're a listener,
Jupiter,
that's you.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron G.
Hey there, duos and drafts. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. Adel and JPC go head-to-head in some drafts. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.